been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is April the 24th. It's the new high edition, although we're giving back just a little bit here today. But we had all-time highs yesterday in the NASDAQ and in the S&P 500. More on that in a moment. But right now, we've got the Dow down 36 points, which puts it at 26,620. I'll have to look up that all-time high on the Dow for you that was set back in early October of last year. We're at 26,620 today. The NASDAQ did hit a new high yesterday, and I think we're holding on to that. We're at 8,116, and that does exceed the high set back in October. I have my researcher here with me. We'll get back to you here in a moment on what that all-time high in the Dow was. The S&P hit a new all-time high yesterday, 2931. So now we can validate the 10-year anniversary of the bull market. Have you been in? Have you been out? The NASDAQ is down 4 points today, like I say, 81.16, but still sitting at new all-time highs. Russell 2000 down a point to 1584. We've got crude oil. It is down 3 cents, but it had a major rally again yesterday. The energy sector has been on fire recently, but you know what? It's volatile. It bounces around quite a bit. Crude is at $66.27. Gold is up $1.40 per ounce at $12.74. Silver's up 4 cents at $14.83. We've got, and here's my all-time high on the Dow, 26,828, so we're 220 points away from that. We have got that all-important 10-year yield right now at where did it go? I went too far. The 10-year yield right now is at 2.52. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it was an historic day yesterday in the market. Once again, we had a historic day. We hit all-time highs. We had yesterday the Dow was up 145 points. The Dow did not hit an all-time high. We're about 200 points away, but it looks like we're headed in that direction. The NASDAQ had a 106-point jump yesterday. That broke out, and I think that happened at about 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, new all-time high. Ring those bells. They'll ring those bells. Fireworks went off here on the Wando River in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, up 106 points, and there was a lot of hooting and hollering around here yesterday at Gunderson Capital Management. Oh, comments like, look at Netflix. What got into Netflix all of a sudden? Look at Google. Google's breaking out. Can you believe that move in Amazon today? It was stunning. Oh, and let's not forget Facebook and Alibaba, and the list goes on and on and on and on. There was voracious buying. And at one point I said, you know what? The FANG trade is back with a vengeance. Don't forget Apple. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google all made huge moves to the upside yesterday. Breakouts to new all-time, not new all-time highs, but a lot of them recent 52-week highs. So very exciting day yesterday around here at Gunderson Capital Management. And if things are not exuberant enough, today we're going to, I call it Super Wednesday, we are going to get earnings reports. This is probably the busiest day of the entire quarter, as just about every stock that I own, it seems like, will be reporting earnings in the after hours when the bell rings at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. The earnings parade. Think of the USC marching band coming through your living room, right? The earnings parade. Didn't Fleetwood Mac actually had a song, Tusk, Tusk, where the USC marching band came right through the stage at that point in time, and that's what's going to happen when the market comes to a close, and it will be led off by some really, really big. I'll get into some of the companies that will be reporting today. Now, what set the market on fire yesterday? Well, you know what? I think the real gasoline came on the fire when the new home sales blasted through estimates. That just lit a fire. We were expecting 645,000 new home sales. Instead, we got 692,000. And I sent out some messages yesterday, both on Twitter, I'm at Bill Gunderson, and in my live trading alerts, I said, you know what? It's hard to envision a recession looming out there on the horizon at some point with new home sales hitting 16-month highs and the home building sector and the home building stocks breaking out with a vengeance. We also had Pulte's earnings report yesterday, and Pulte's CEO had quite a bit to say about the current state of the economy. So it's just really, really hard for me to say, gosh, looking across the river here at the other side, I see a recession out there. I see dark clouds gathering on the horizon. You just can't say that right now. The sun continues to shine on Wall Street for now. How long can it shine? Well, like I say, 8 years ago, I heard from folks, oh, well, this bull's 2 years old. It can't keep going. I heard that 5 years ago. I heard that 3 years ago. I heard that 2 years ago. And I really hear it today, when in reality, we could have a 12 to 15 year bull market. But yesterday did validate the 10-year anniversary. It started on March 7th of 2009. At 666, and now the S&P sits at 2,900. And we are still, you know, one of the definitions of technical analysis is you assume that a trend is still in force until the trend changes. And what is the primary trend of the S&P 500? The trend is your friend. Connect two dots, 666 and 2900, and which way does that line slope? That is the simplest definition of a trend. The trend is your friend, my friend, and you have a bull market, a primary uptrend. Oh, there's been a lot of secondary trends, and in fact, in December, we temporarily dipped below that trend for a day or two. And the market said, you know what? We're not seeing that recession. And it bounced back almost like a trampoline starting on the day after Christmas. And believe it or not, I'm still finding good values out there in the market. My criteria is stocks have to have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years. When I run out of stocks that have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years, I'll let you know. But as of right now, there's plenty of them. And many of them have a lot of momentum going along with them. Oil continues to add to gains. OPEC cautious about offsetting the Iran sanctions. You see, we are now placing sanctions on any country that violates by buying oil from Iran. That's going to decrease supply in the market. You would think at some point OPEC would pick up the slack there, but right now there seems to be upwards pressure on energy and oil prices. And I think the rise in oil is yet another indication of a pretty robust economy out there right now. Oil is definitely an indicator of the strength of the economy. It takes oil to when you've got demand for oil, you've got a pretty robust economy going on in the background. You've also got a little M&A in the oil patch. In fact, there's a fight. There's a girl that two companies want to take to the senior prom. Occidental Petroleum and Chevron both want to take Anadarko. Not only did the senior prom, but they want to marry Anadarko. CVX has made a bid. That's Chevron. And now here comes Occidental saying, you know what? We got a bigger dowry to offer. We'll see what happens there. But it is a good sign to see some M&A out there in the market. When we come back, we got Boeing to talk about, Caterpillar, Philip Morris, SoftBank, pot sales in Canada. Let's not forget those. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
And welcome back. The FANG trade, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, NVIDIA, you name it. The FANG trade was back with a vengeance. As I traveled about the waters of the market yesterday, I would say that would be my biggest observation from yesterday's action in the market. And, of course, it shows up in the breakout to new all-time highs of the NASDAQ yesterday, because those FANG stocks, there had to be a lot of buying in the QQQs maybe. The ETFs, which are loaded with those stocks, they're very heavily weighted companies in the NASDAQ index. And someone was putting some big money. There was some elephant getting into the bathtub yesterday in those FANG stocks. And, of course, it spilled over to a lot of other areas in the market. Okay, earnings parade, get ready. We don't have the USC marching band quite today going through Gunderson Capital Management, but maybe, Wichita State, something like that. It is a pretty busy day here this morning. Let's start with Boeing, which has a presence here in Charleston, North Charleston, South Carolina, and in another city I'm heard in, which is Seattle, Washington. Boeing is up today. I'm kind of surprised. Boeing is up $4.67 this morning. It is up 1.2%. Boeing is pulling their guidance for now, which they're probably doing out of an abundance of caution. They missed their earnings by 3 cents. They missed on revenues. Boy, you would think that that stock would be down today. And, of course, Boeing is a big component of the Dow Jones 30 stocks, which right now that Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to be just slightly underwater here, but not because of Boeing. Boeing is actually up today over 1%. After missing earnings by 3 cents and missing on revenue, and also saying, hey guys, we're pulling the guidance for right now until we see what the impact is, because it's still a moving target out there as to when the FAA will approve the software fix that Boeing has made on those MAX 37 aircraft. Boeing is suggesting that as early as the third week of May, okay, that's not too long out from here. That's about a month out. They think they could have that approval from the FAA to fly those 737 MAX planes once again. And, of course, Boeing did halt their MAX deliveries to customers after the grounding in mid-March, which would cut their 737 production to 42 planes per month from 52 planes per month of that model. I believe that's just that model. And a Reuters cites one industry source who says, as of last week, Boeing planned to keep the lower production rate in place until July. Boeing has also suspended buybacks of their shares. That seems like all bad news. But go figure. Boeing up $5 per share today. I continue to own my BA for now. Caterpillar, well, there's another big one. They beat by 8 cents. They beat on revenue. Caterpillar is a very good proxy for global growth. Not the only proxy, but one of the proxies for global growth expectations. Well, Caterpillar not doing so well today, and that's probably the reason. The Dow's down just 6 points right now. Were it not for Caterpillar, we would probably have a positive Dow. Caterpillar is down 3.5% this morning, despite beating by 8 cents. Caterpillar beat on revenue, and they raised full-year guidance. Now, go figure. Boeing gives all bad news, and the stock is up. Caterpillar gives all good news, and the stock is down. You know, sometimes people will ask me, Mr. Gunderson, can you comment on why such and such stock is down today? And my answer is usually no, because there's some selling taking place, you know? It happens from time to time. A lot of times in the market, there isn't an answer for every move in a stock, yet people always are seeking a reason. Yesterday, with the market hitting new highs, stocks breaking out all over the place, some guy sent me a tweet saying, how come PayPal's not up today? Huh? Well, you know what? They run in cycles. Every dog has its day, and yesterday it was the FANG stocks that were just sizzling, sizzling, sizzling. I just mentioned this article. This is a weird article. This is really weird. Philip Morris, who sells cigarettes, is now going to offer life insurance in the UK through a wholly owned subsidiary called Reviti. Okay, on the one hand, you're selling me cigarettes. On the other hand, you're offering me life insurance. I don't think I'm going to smoke those cigarettes. That sounds like a connection there to me. Well, smokers will be given a break on pricing if they stop smoking or switch to a less harmful product. Well, Philip Morris has invested in Juul. Maybe they're trying to get people to switch to Juul, which is a more profitable venture right now than their cigarettes. Another interesting story. In fact, I received an email from Amazon wanting to know if I wanted a key for my garage. You can put a key, an Amazon key, you can opt in, plus a garage door that includes MyQ technology. Why? Does Amazon want to poke around in your... No, they want to put their deliveries in your garage. That was first announced at this year's CES. Garage Hub. You need a compatible door. Amazon will deliver your package, put it inside the garage, steal your car. No, I'm just kidding. And it will be safe there. Right now, there's a list of new cities if you want to look into that garage key. SoftBank's son, he lost $130 million in a Bitcoin blunder. He should have had a sell stop, it sounds like something. He should have had some kind of a sell discipline. SoftBank founder's son, Myoshi, reportedly lost over $130 million. That's a lot of zeros of his personal fortune on a poorly timed Bitcoin bet. Guess what? If he'd have been getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter, he'd have never made that bet. If he'd been listening to the Best Stocks Now radio show, he'd have never made that bet. And if he had the app, he could have looked it up himself, and he would have never made that bet. Well, his net worth is $19 billion. So what's a little loss of $130 million? Son of a bit, right? I didn't say it. I said son of a bit. All right, well, when we come back, a lot of my stocks in the news today. And featured stock of the day in the last sector of the show. Stay tuned for that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Super Wednesday, where we will get a parade of companies marching through the halls of Wall Street after the close of the market today. It's like the who's who the all-star band marching through with their earnings reports. And by the way, the Dow has just gone positive. It is now up 16 points, closing in on its all-time high. After what? After hitting new all-time highs yesterday with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Now, I've been predicting that it was going to happen, and I certainly have my share of skeptics and naysayers and folks that disagree with me, and that's fine. That's fine. But I'm the guy that's been right for the last 10 years about the bull market. Anyways, okay, here we go. Pot sales. I thought I'd bring this up. What is the number one question that I get when I talk to anybody about what I do for a living, when I teach a workshop, when I meet with individuals? What do you think of the pot stocks? And I say, my big problem is they're not profitable. And I see a very big problem with them growing their earnings. Now, this is a pretty good stat here that backs up my opinion of the pot stocks. Pot sales are flat in Canada. That's not a good thing. Okay, that's not the sign of a growth industry. Apparently, recreational marijuana users in Canada have satisfied their collective appetite, at least in the near term, as legal cannabis sales have stagnated. Okay, I don't care what industry it is. I don't care if it's Coca-Cola. I don't care if it's new homes. I don't care if it's new retail swimwear. When you have a stagnant market that is not growing, the only thing you can do is somehow carve out a niche with inside of that market. But it's a sector that on the surface you would think, man, I'll bet it's just ballooning all over the world. Well, Canada's a pretty good proxy because they have nationwide legality of cannabis recreational sales. The government said that sales in January and February were $105 million, which were flat compared to September and October of last year. Unsurprisingly, analysts Tammy Chen and Peter Sklar are cautious on most of the pot stocks they cover, given the muted near-term sales outlook. So the next time you say to me, Gunderson, what do you think of the cannabis stocks? I'm going to say, when they can be profitable, number one, and number two, grow those profits, then you might have something. But right now, you don't have either one of those. Boy, here's a terminal stock. Rite Aid. Oh, boy. Rite Aid is hitting, they just did a reverse split. So it's hitting $10.08 today. It's really $1.08, right, after that reverse split. It's down another 10.8% as investors continue to digest the company's soft guidance last week. Rite Aid thinks their saving grace is to shift to CBD products away from e-cigarettes. Rite Aid looks terminal to me. Well, you know what? Not every IPO has flopped this year. We had a big flop, a belly flop. Ouch, that hurts. Out of Lyft not too long ago. But what about Zoom? What about Zoom? I've used their product many times. I have Zoom conferences all the time with my back office people and other people that work for me. We can do Zoom conferences with people that want to talk to us, with clients, with prospects. You want to have a face-to-face meeting with Bill Gunderson? Well, we get on Zoom. How much does it cost? Well, the version I use doesn't cost anything, and Zoom stock is Zoom since going public. Zoom shares yesterday closed up 5% to $69. Zoom now has a $17 billion market cap. It makes Zoom the most valuable tech IPO so far this year. You know, Zoom is now a bigger company than Lyft. And I want to say that Zoom is up about 75% since they went public. the symbol ZOOM, which for some reason not coming up right now in my Market Smith. But nevertheless, that is a big, big winner. One of the stocks that broke out yesterday, you know what? It just aggravates me. And I keep saying to my assistant here, I keep saying, you know, look at that Google chart. This started 3 or 4 weeks ago. Look at that Google chart. That thing's going to break out. Look at that. Well, Google broke out with a vengeance yesterday. Today, Waymo advanced their self-driving car plans. Now, I wish I had that in time for the Sarasota trip. Sarasota's an 8-hour drive from here. Can't I just tell Waymo, drive Bill to Sarasota. Oh, and by the way, stop at that orange stand on the way down there. They've got the best boiled peanuts in all of Florida. You can program that all in, right into the software. But we're not quite ready yet. But let's not forget that Google is one of the biggest players in the autonomous car revolution. Wouldn't it be nice? I could write the newsletter while Waymo drove me down to Sarasota. Well, that day is coming. It's not here yet. E-D-N-M-Y. Oh, Tesla. Tesla, yes. My assistant is driving his Tesla. Does your extension cord that long? Yeah, let me know how your Tesla... Now, his mic is not hot yet. He's listening in on the show so far. I'll decide when to turn his mic hot. But right now, he's reminding me that he's got a Tesla that he'll be driving, and he'll be giving people test drives while in Sarasota. Just don't autopilot into the harbor there. You know, that's not a good deal.
And the Tesla earnings.
And Tesla, yes, part of that earnings parade, Tesla will be playing the tuba tonight as they come marching through your living room. AT&T reports earnings. Well, let me tell you a little story about AT&T. The other day here on the Wando River, I got snagged. Okay, my fishing pole, my lure got snagged in an oyster cluster. So I walked out there in my sneakers, and I found out about pluff mud. Pluff mud is the mud that you step in and you go down about 32 inches immediately. And when I came walking back towards the house, my sneakers were soggy. They were squeaking. They were making noise. You ever done that? Oh, your wife hates that when you track in that pluff mud into the living room across her new carpet. But anyways, AT&T is a soggy stock. It's soggier than soggy sneakers. AT&T reports earnings. Why is AT&T a member of the Dow? Kick them out. Kick them out. Let's replace them with somebody. I don't know who, anybody, but AT&T. Another reason why the Dow is soft today, AT&T is down 4.2%. Now, here's my lesson. You know my lesson. But it has a 6.5% dividend yield. And it's in Dallas. We listen to you here in Dallas. We're proud of our AT&T. All right, let's go to the app. The app is the truth teller. Let's pull up AT&T. Symbol is T. What has been the returns of AT&T? Now, with a stock that pays a dividend, we have to add both the capital appreciation and capital depreciation. We also have to add in the dividend yield. Over the last 10 years, okay, and these results are decelerating. Over the last 10 years, the S&P has averaged 13% per year. AT&T has averaged 7.7, but wait. It's disintegrating those returns. Over the last 5 years, the market's delivered 9.3. The stock of AT&T with a 6% dividend yield is 3.3%. In other words, while the dividend was 6, the stock was going down by 3% per year with a net yield total return of 3.3. Over the last 3 years, all you AT&T, I call them dividend hogs, okay? Over the last 3 years, AT&T has gone down 1.4% per year while the market has gone up 11.6. It seems that AT&T is really stuck in that pluff mud. And I can hear those soggy sneakers, stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear, all the way from here to Dallas. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the the final segment. It's the quarter four. It's the 10-minute warning here. It's about the 6-minute warning, I guess, here. But we're going to get to our featured stock of the day. I don't understand Goldman Sachs at all. They are raising their Apple target price from 140 to 182. Well, Goldman Sachs, the stock is at 208 today. 208. And your target price was 140. Who's the guy making the target prices at Goldman Sachs? He needs to subscribe to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now app. What is my 5-year target price on Apple, AAPL? We're going to look that up. I've got my research assistant here. He's listening into the show. He's going to type in AAPL. And one of the best features of the app is to look down at the 5-year target price right under valuation on Apple. How can Goldman Sachs be at $145 when the stock is at $207? That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
298.
$298 is my 5-year target price. I don't like short-term target prices, number one. But with a $298 target price, I would not buy Apple today. 52% upside potential right now. I like 80% or better. 52 is not going to cut it. All right, let's see here. Before we get to our featured stock of the day, eBay, not a growth stock, up 6%. TD Ameritrade, I know a little bit about them. They had a rough quarter. They said people were not happy in the first quarter of this year. They were worried after the way that quarter ended in 2019. Let's see. CoStar. Okay, I own CoStar. How's my CoStar doing today? CSGP. They reported earnings. It was up. What happened? And all of a sudden it's down 43.43, $2.73. Okay, featured stock of the day. This article caught my eye, all right? Lululemon unveils an aggressive growth plan. Lululemon says a new 5-year growth plan is aimed at doubling revenue in the men's. Now, you're not going to get me in those pants, but I'm sure men's and digital. Digital business? I guess they want to do a lot online. Now, from what I understand, the local Lulu just opened here in Mount Pleasant. How long ago?
About a week ago.
And the demand is incredible, okay? This is what you want in a brand name. I said that, you know, I remember when people camped out for the latest Apple phone. Well, that's not happening anymore. Apple is not the growth engine. It's not throttled at full throttle anymore. They throttled back quite a bit. And that's why I own Apple in my dividend portfolio. But Lululemon, which does not pay a dividend, is looking to generate revenue growth in the low double digits annually for the next 5 years. Well, low double digits, is pretty good. That's what, 12, 13% a year for the next 5 years? This continues to be a growth story. And I do own Lulu in my ultra growth portfolio. Lulu, over the last 12 months, is up 82%. The market is up 9.9%. Momentum grade is A. On the relative strength scale by Investors Business Daily, they have Lulu on a scale of 1 to 99 at a 95. It's one of the strongest stocks in the market. Now remember, got to have valuation too. We'll get to that in a moment. The company says it plans to fuel the growth through its Power of Three strategic plan to drive product innovation, create integrated omni-guest experiences. Okay, that's a new one on me. And to expand deeper in key markets around the world, like Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Okay. And I like this growth story on Lululemon. Let's take a look at the, over the last 10 years, Lulu has delivered 38% per year to investors. The market 13. It gets a performance grade of A. It gets a momentum grade of A. At the current time, maybe just a little pricey. That's why I'm not exactly buying Lulu right now, but I own it. I currently have a $280 five-year price target on Lulu. I need 80% or better. It's not quite there at the current time. It would need a pullback. The stock is at 175. 280 is the target. 62% upside potential. So you see how that works? You see how important it is to know the valuation of a stock? Whether you're considering owning it, whether you own it, whether you're considering selling it. I like to buy when they have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years. Lulu's currently 62. Lulu is ranked number 394 out of 5,086, but I'm excited here by this growth plan that they've put forth today. I'm not selling my Lulu anytime soon. What's on tap after the market closed tonight? Visa, PayPal, Chipotle, Facebook, ServiceNow. You ever hear of Microsoft? Tesla. That's just the start. That's the tip of the spear of the earnings parade that will march through Wall Street here tonight. The baton throwing begins at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What is that in Hawaii? 10 a.m., something like that. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do you want a money manager who travels down the creeks, the tributaries, the rivers, the oceans, the harbors every single day in the market, looking for the best growth stocks? And you know what? If you don't need the growth anymore and it's all about capital preservation and distribution, boy, am I coming up with a product for you. We're going to have the unveiling of that the very near future. A safe harbor with upside potential, dividends along the way, limited downside risk, all right? And no, it's not a commission product. No, it's not a non-traded REIT that reaps big commissions. It's not an annuity. No, it's a product that I have been developing here for quite some time here at Gunderson Capital Management. You'd like to talk to us about your accumulation phase, your distribution phase, have a Zoom appointment with us face-to-face, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. Take a look at the newsletter. You want to know how deep I am in the market every week?
This is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.